Hey, good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. The first Monday of 2021, we have a bunch of guests in, not in studio, but on Zoom. We have the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition joining us here today. Go around and introduce them all. Chuck Sexton, the president, and Melody with publicity. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have you. They're in quadrant number one here on my top left screen. Christine Benny is here as well. She's a secretary for the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. And Janet Nichols joining us as well. And Janet, I don't have your title. What is your title?
I'm the
Royal Highness.
Immediate past president.
Okay.
I would say that.
Her board Majesty. Member. First time of the day, it's Her Majesty, and then after that, it's Ma'am.
No. And it, or is it Ma'am like ham, or Ma'am like, what, you know, what is it?
It's Ma'am.
It's Ma'am like ham.
Ma'am like ham.
Well, no, so far, we can determine, Brandon, that the Chuck Sexton has not changed from 2020 to 2021.
This is not the new improved Chuck Sexton here.
Oh yes, it's upgraded. We're an A1 model now. And I am demanding on behalf of all veterans that Dave Lewis rescind that weather report for Wednesday. So I am demanding that right now. We're going to take up a petition against that.
Good luck on getting three signatures.
Well, we are so happy to have you all joining us here this morning. It's the opportunity here arose to bring you guys on here, and really glad we could do that. First of all, I'll ask how was your holiday?
Well, no dead air, as you know, but hey, first off, thanks for having us on. This is a really great opportunity, and the best thing about it is both you and Dave are back in the studio, and you're feeling great, and you're feeling well, because I can tell in your voices, you know, we had a bit of a scare last year, but Melody and I, we were on our world tour. It got caught short, you know. Victoria Spice, she decided not to go with us. That's always the way she is, you know, Victoria Beckham. But no, we had a great Christmas. We had to meet with the kids, and
we decided to hit the road and be very careful as we drove cross country with my mom, and we all met in Tennessee for Christmas. It's my son's first Christmas back since he got back from Afghanistan, and my brother came up from Florida. We'd all social distanced ourselves pretty well before coming together, but I'm glad that I had the choice to do that, and we're all well, so it worked out. But you know, so we turned out having a really, really wonderful Christmas in early December. So it was great. It was great. Not a lot of people on the road. Everybody was very polite and wearing their masks. So I'll just be so glad to turn that corner and be like a real person again in 2021. That's my New Year's wish, if you get a New Year's wish, is to have everybody happy and healthy and maskless and back in the restaurants and the malls and doing what we do.
Yeah. How about you, Christine? What'd you do for the holiday?
Well, I stayed in Manhappiness. I was able to visit with some of my kids. Some of my kids weren't able to come back due to COVID, and was able to also spend some time with some friends that are in my bubble, which was really nice. And again, like Melody said, looking forward to some new fresh starts in 2021. So.
All right. Well, and Janet, how about yourself? I know you're from Florida. Did you get a chance to travel back to Florida?
No, and I really can't wait to get down there, but it's probably going to be a little while. And, you know, I've long said my only complaint about Kansas is that it's so damn far from the beach. And I'm sorry.
I agree.
Because, Melody's from Florida, too. Mm-hmm. So that's like my only complaint about Kansas. Well, the snow and slushy stuff that's coming, that freaks me out every year too. So, you know, you locals who drive like maniacs in the bad weather, I'm that person that you're honking at driving 20 miles an hour.
We're idling down the road,
riding that brake, you know. So, but the holidays were really nice. You know, my girls were here. I cooked a lot. I made fruit cakes and mailed them across the country. I made potato skins on New Year's Eve, and I took the innards of the potatoes and made gnocchi. You know, like I did crazy stuff like that. So I cooked a lot and got all our Christmas gear down yesterday. So
no, and that fruit cake was not a Claxton fruit cake.
Oh,
that was
my gosh.
Very good. Delicious. It wasn't like you could use it as a doorstop.
No.
I guess now I'm going to have to bring some to Brandon and Dave, I guess. It was fun. It's because Christine's had some too. I have to say, yes. It was pretty. It was fun to make. Well,
there are haves and have nots. Let's not. We do have favorites, don't we, Janet?
It was a nice holiday, low key, fun. People in the bubble saw them, and we had a staff meeting this morning, and you know, I asked a silly question and got a silly answer. I asked, we have our Good Morning Manhattan coming up in a couple of weeks, and I asked who the speakers were, and I had helped recruit Colonel McCannay, the garrison commander at Fort Riley, and she was like, Janet, are you trying to trick me? I just totally forgot, you know, so welcome back to work.
Surprise!
Well, probably the most important thing is, you know, after talking with the members of our coalition, is all of them made it through the Christmas holidays as well. So that's really, really cool. And it's just a pleasure and a blessing to be with the folks that we have in the coalition and, you know, and doing all the good things that we do. Like, you know, what do we, some of the stuff we do, Mel?
Oh, thanks for throwing that to me, honey.
You're low inside.
I think our next things that are coming up is, our first meeting of the year is going to be February. Is it?
Oh, but who are we?
Yeah. It's in March. I'm sorry. No. Our first general membership meeting is March, but there's lots of planning that's going on for the upcoming year, scholarships and we do the scholarships. We have some fundraising ideas. And, of course, the big one is our parade coming up again in November.
Well, the cool thing is that you don't have to be a veteran to be in the organization. It can be anybody who's patriotic, who loves their community, who wants to pass on some of the sacrifices and some of the victories of our veterans community on to the next generation.
Yeah.
So that what they did was not forgotten. And you know, that. As a call to everybody, this year, for some of you listeners, your listeners are probably too young to remember this, but this is the 30th year. Here in 12 days, we're going to have it. It's been 30 years since Desert Storm kicked off.
Can't believe it.
I know it's been a while. And to all those that don't know, the gratitude that we owe our veterans, specifically our Vietnam veterans, that welcomed and made sure our welcome for our Desert Storm veterans went off without a hitch. And that's what this year's about for us. It's the 30th year of Desert Storm. It's 30 years after the storm. But it's those Desert Storm veterans getting together as a group and reminding people, as well as thanking those Vietnam veterans that supported us while we were gone and when we came back. And it brought about a new, for those of you maybe too young like my wife to remember this, it brought about a new birth of patriotism throughout the United States. And that's kind of this year. I want to encourage everybody that's out, that's listening, or that may hear about this in the future, that this year is the year to join us in the Veterans Coalition to make this year's parade the biggest we've had yet. And not only as a welcome back to the Desert Storm and a thank you to the Desert Storm guys, but as the big thank you from the Desert Storm era guys to the Vietnam era guys for all that they did.
And our parade started with the welcoming back of those Desert Storm vets. That is when this parade started. And a gentleman named Tom Fryer gave me a picture that hangs in my office of they painted the street in front of City Hall, in front of the county courthouse. And I have that picture of troops marching on this painted, beautiful painted street. But that's where this parade comes from, that you know, we work so hard on every year, and our wonderful community supports every year. So this is a big deal for us this year. I mean, it's a big deal every year, but this year,
yeah, this is big.
And honestly, like people, I mean, I'm no spring chicken. I'm in my 50s, but I don't really remember Vietnam. But I remember Desert Storm, and my husband went to Desert Storm. He likes to say it was his first training problem. He went to basic, got sent to Germany, and promptly got sent to the desert. And so, you know, these people are in our community. You might not know that some of them went to Desert Storm because they went and did their duty and fulfilled their service and came back. And but you know, it 30 years, I can't believe it was 30 years ago, but
you know what's really cool about this is that it constitutes, you know, 2021 is that rebirth year after all the bad that we had in 2020. 2021 is going to be that rebirth year like 1991 was. When we did so, you know, when patriotism came back, and you were no longer ashamed to wave a flag, and we got a lot of thank yous that are due, because I was in the Army a few years before that and went through Desert Storm, and it was easy to recognize the difference of how we were treated before and after.
Yeah,
and that's why the big thank yous to the Vietnam guys for making sure that occurred. Because without them, we would not have had the great welcome and the welcomes that are enjoyed to this day for all the younger soldiers that are out there, and sailors, airmen, and Marines. But we got a lot of bills to pay to those Vietnam guys.
Mm-hmm. Was that the year that Whitney Houston sang the national anthem at the Super Bowl?
Super Bowl in Tampa, which is kind of a cool thing, because that's where Melody was at during that when I was in the desert. And she sang that, and she sent it to me on a cassette of her singing that, where, you know, it was old style. She taped it off the radio, off the television. Mm-hmm. And the other neat thing that's kind of radio associated was we had Robin Williams came over and did a show on New Year's. He did the Good Morning Saudi Arabia show. So he did like 6 hours of radio.
And this was right after a few years earlier, he'd done a movie called Good Morning Vietnam.
With Adrian Cronauer. Mm-hmm. So it was actually really, really a cool thing to have.
We were listening to that on YouTube the other day. It was really, good. I can really only imagine the response of the troops.
Oh, yeah. For those of us who could hear it, that were.
Yes.
we also had propaganda broadcasts, too. You know, we had Baghdad Betty was the one that we listened to, and that's where we were stationed at. I was up on the border at the time, and you could hear her broadcasts, and they were pretty funny. It was, guys would listen to it just to laugh, and because they played 1960s rock and roll and soul music, so they were kind of out of sync with the 1990s thing, but it was neat to listen to. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wow, that's cool. I need to take a quick break, but we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about what the coalition's doing here in 2021. Stay tuned, and Focus continues after this.